Hi, and welcome to the Chapter 5 Introduction to Law Notes on Supreme Court Decision Making. Supreme Court Decisions. Step 1. Once the Supreme Court decides to hear a case, both sides must submit written briefs stating the exact nature of the controversy, their side's position, the legal precedent upon which they are relying, and arguments justifying why the court should rule in their favor. The court may also accept amicus curiae briefs, which means friend of the court, from interest groups at the certiorari stage. This happens when a particular group is not directly involved in a case, but may be affected by the outcome. Step 2. Oral arguments. The attorneys for both parties appear in person before the justices to argue their cases. Each side is given 30 minutes. This step is designed to allow the justices an opportunity to clarify issues presented by the case. Step 3. The actual outcome of the case is decided upon in conference. 6 of the 9 justices must participate in order to decide a case. Majority rules. Step 4. After the case has been discussed and voted upon in conference, the opinion writing takes place. If the Chief Justice is in the majority, he may write the opinion himself or assign the duty to another justice. Types of opinions. The majority opinion. This opinion explains to the parties directly involved in the case why each side won or lost. It establishes a precedent for future cases that raise the same substantive issues. And it provides cues for the court watchers as to how the court might decide similar future cases. Number 2. The dissenting opinion. This sets forth the reasons for the minority's disagreement with the majority. And number 3. A concurring opinion. This type of opinion is one in which a justice agrees with the outcome of the case, but not with the legal grounds relied upon by the majority. Finally, a unanimous decision is one in which all of the justices on the court vote together. This is the strongest type of opinion there is.